We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on. I'm being a D. I'll be a D. Yeah. And I'll take the D.
Now, back to Steiny and Ouch. Guru on 95.7
oh,
The Game.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
You my all tried talking for 4 hours on the radio without saying something
my boy
stupid.
Vince texted me saying, please, Evan, play it. And without telling Evan, he played it.
All right. Well, now I'm going to do this.
That's sophomore stuff. D. Yeah.
Listen, sophomore stuff. Out. Is weak, except
to pull my finger.
When I use it,
yeah.
Then it's okay. By the way, I got a text from somebody who...
let me guess. Do I know him?
You do know him.
Coach Keating.
You're mad at him, though.
Coach Keating.
No, you're mad at him.
My list of people being mad
he
at him.
He had a party, and he said,
oh, Sal!
No,
I was never mad at Sal.
He texted me at 11...
That's my buddy.
20. Kuminga for Durant, FOH.
Wow, so Sal with disagrees. The slam dunk.
He disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Castaneda?
Oh, boy. We got to get his thoughts That'd on be that. Very,
you know what?
He might know. Yeah, tell listen. Sal now if he's listening.
Tell him what?
Well, we're trying to get the right answer. Los Banos.
Evan, you're a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of growing up to do. I would just caution about making fun of people's names. That can be... That's a slippery slope.
When does he do that?
Well, if it had an N.
He said something about Castaneda's last name. He pronounced it. He kind of thought he was getting a laugh. And some people really don't. Hey, let's talk. Speaking of laughs, let's talk about the 49ers owner.
I think we're different on this one.
Kidding.
Yeah.
What? On what?
On our view on this after you play it.
Okay. Yeah. Jed York is down in Orlando, the winter meetings, and he talked to the media, and he was talking about Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's got one more year left in his deal, and then the 49ers are probably going to pay him. And how much they're going to pay him is already the subject of conversation. Here's Jed York.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we're paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
It's interesting because I read the quote and then I listened to the quote and it sounded much different.
No doubt.
He said, it's not like Brock's going to ask for something that's never been asked for. Okay. But he's still throwing the number 40 around, as in 40 million. So you had, first of all, you had a question for me, I believe. And then we can get into the subject.
Question.
He said something about game show music.
Oh, yes. If we could get the game show. You're part of this, too, Evan.
Hey, whoa.
So I got a list right now. Thank you, Stadia. Oh, the highest paid quarterbacks entering 2024, NFL quarterbacks.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? Spadoni, Evan, and Stadia, they like to get stumped. Yes. Can you guys name the top five without looking at the internet?
Can you guys, or is it? I thought it was just me. Evan can run these down.
Evan's way.
So these are the top five quarterbacks
in the NFL right now.
Salary wise.
Let me loose.
Okay. Where would Steiny go?
Pat Mahomes.
Wrong.
He's not a top five?
No. He's like seventh.
He's eighth.
Justin
and he's
Herbert.
Making $45 million.
Okay.
Good call. All right. 52.5.
Herbert's 52?
Yeah. He's number two.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say
Burrow.
Number one at 55. Look at Steiny.
Is Russell Wilson still in there?
Dude, no. Yeah, okay. Russell Wilson on my list is fit five at 49.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, so Wilson at 49.
Yep.
Let's go with...
You're missing two.
Let's go, Hurts.
Look at you. He's number four at 51, Millie. One more.
Let's go with... I'm going to go with...
I didn't think you would get any of these, but I told you, I think you win.
You got an MVP?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't like him.
Dak Prescott.
No, good guess. No.
He'll be there soon.
Wears a bird on his helmet.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. He's number three at 52.
Okay.
And to round it out, after Mahomes, who's number eight, you got Josh Allen at nine at $43 million.
Deshaun.
And three. Deshaun is a good call, seventh at $46 million. And then you got three guys tied for 10th, making 40. Stafford, Dak, and Daniel Jones. And my point of bringing this up is, if Daniel Jones is a $40 million quarterback.
He's not, though.
But
he's not.
But it's what you can get, right?
Right. But if Purdy's agent says Daniel Jones, stop. That was a mistake, and we're not making that mistake.
Well, what if I say I played in? What if Purdy's last year? You go to the Super Bowl and lose. Steiny, I just think there's a blank check.
I don't.
And that's because of the Kyle component.
Yes.
You think he can go find another Purdy?
But let's just take some hypotheticals here.
If
Brock Purdy, and I'd love for 49er, because again, it's not what I think, it's just what I'm interpreting. And maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. That one time back in 2007, I was wrong. That one time. So it's
Dallas and five.
I was going to say it was
Madison. Oh, boy. It was Madison.
You know what? Wasn't wrong. There's a bigger picture at play there.
Well, it could be bigger picture at play, but
you were special.
No, I wasn't wrong.
You were wrong.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't wrong.
Yeah, this is just our worst. They really won. Hey, they really won six titles. Well, if Guru can say, I wasn't wrong then. I mean, what's the difference?
Oh boy,
Warriors have won six titles, and I was not wrong about Dallas in five. You guys,
maybe this year.
Have you ever done anything, ever, either of you guys, for a cause bigger than yourself?
Have you ever
done that?
Do it every day for 4 hours.
Come on,
well, then you should know a little something about taking one for the team so as to stir rating. Do you guys realize...
We don't do that
Do you
here.
Guys realize that since the Warriors beat Dallas in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago, we have been rolling... Here at 95.7 The Game, most specifically 10-2.
You taking credit for that?
It's part of it.
Right.
It's part.
All right.
I do not. I think the 49ers. Let's just go around the room.
All right.
If the Niners go 12-5, and make it to the, but don't win a Super Bowl, and Brock Purdy and the 49ers year very closely resembles this past year. I don't think the 49ers are giving him $45 million.
Go ahead, Evan.
I just don't think they're gonna do that. That's just me.
I think they're gonna have to.
Okay.
I think it's a done deal. If you're telling me this year happened again, Steiny, I guess I want to ask you is why? What Dobbs? I know he's the. Where do you go, and why wouldn't you pay Brock? But if you before you answer,
and
you've done this before,
yeah,
and you set it up to where There's something about Kyle. Right. I don't want to say I don't like. It's the ball coach I don't like, where he's like, you know what? I ain't got to pay that dude all that. I can find Stiney and do that in the same result. Exactly. I think you can do that, and it can get you so far. I think Brock Purdy is showing he can play. Why would you say?
I'll tell you why.
We're not paying him.
And here's the first joke in the Jed York quote. When we paid Jimmy Garoppolo, he was the highest pay. Okay, fine.
That was a fact for 2 days.
Thank you. Did he sign a long-term deal? Wow. Jimmy Garoppolo. No, he didn't sign a long-term deal. The reason he didn't sign a long-term deal was because they didn't want him long-term. They didn't want to. They didn't want to take that risk to sign him and lock them. Like, if Brock, how about this? I'll do it this way. He may get 40,
right?
But he's not getting like a 5-year, $225 million deal. I don't think.
Well, how much guaranteed is he? Like, I expect.
I think they'll try to do exactly to Brock Purdy what they did to Garoppolo, which is pay him market value, and then maybe it is for, but they'll weasel and they'll try to get him on the back end so he's not guaranteed for as long as I'll just call him. Like, how long do you have the years for all those quarterbacks, Evan?
Yes,
like
by Herbert. The way, well, Jimmy Garoppolo was given a 5-year deal
right
when they paid him.
Five. How many were guaranteed?
What? Like,
but
the years aren't guaranteed, it's the total money.
Right, but they, I know that. But the 49ers built themselves an out into the Garoppolo cut, just like they did with Cap. Just like they did with Kaepernick.
But he was here 5 years.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo finished his contract.
Yeah, though. That's what I'm saying. He finished that out.
Okay, then I'm wrong. Like, then you got to pay him $45
you
million.
Can call, and I'll say this to that.
That's not resetting the market, though. Like, resetting the market is $55. That's a huge difference.
And he touched on that, but it sounded different when we heard him say, we heard him voice it. My thing to you, Stiney, is the owner, you could call me naive, the owner is on record of saying he expects the guy to ask for the house. Doesn't mean we're going to give it to him, but that sounded like an owner that was hella happy with where he's at with his quarterback. He's already kind of expecting, but the Kyle component to this, to me, has me thinking, do you think Kyle's going to say, hey, you know what, Jed, just slow down. I can get us something else for cheaper, and we can do the same. That's where I think Kyle, we'll find out if Kyle's grown. Because if Brock gets you to another Super Bowl, Stoney, I just don't understand how it's not 50 or resetting the market if he went past that.
Well, because you're not going to be able to keep all your guys.
Right. Well, like, that all these teams have experienced that, though. You know, and none of them won a Super Bowl. I'm looking here. Nobody except Mahomes, number 8. Other than that, nobody has won a Super Bowl on this list. And Russell Wilson didn't pay for
them. Like, there are no active quarterbacks, pretty much, other than Mahomes and who else? Stafford. Like, there are no active quarterbacks
who've won
a Super Bowl recently.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, Brady's won them. He's gone. Yeah. Mahomes has won them. He's the only one. I'm just. Do you think the 49ers have to factor in what it's going to do to the payroll if they give him 45 or 50 million?
I think that's their job, and I think they're willing to do that.
Okay.
And
so now, then we can't ask, though, why they're sniffing around to try to move Ayuk.
Well, let's just take Kansas City, for example, and it's a bad example. They lost Tyreek Hill, and they've since won 2 Super Bowls. Because their quarterback's that damn good.
Right. You think Purdy's?
No, see that.
Would you be willing? Would you? If the 49ers right now say, you know what, we got to pay Purdy 50, so Brandon, you got to pound sand.
No, I would.
Like, I don't think they're ready to do that.
And
either.
I think Brandon's going to get his money, and Brock's going to get his.
415, Stiney, you're so off base. If the 49ers go 12-5, Purdy's getting 40 million. Have you already forgotten the state of garbage NFL quarterbacking? You can disagree with me, and that's fine. I am not convinced that Brock Purdy is a quarterback that the 49ers are going to want to pay 45 to 50 million for. Especially if, like, yeah, you know what? And the numbers matter. Yeah, maybe 4, but 50?
No, I hear you. I mean, I hear you. I feel that.
Can we put the rat on the table?
I wouldn't give him 50.
Are you going to pay him more than you pay Mahomes?
No.
Are you going to pay him more than Lamar Jackson?
That's their decision.
No, I know, yeah. But I'm asking you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Would you pay him more than Lamar Jackson?
Okay, I got a question for you. My answer.
Well, then,
if I've gotten to 2 Super Bowl,
then you are.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right. I wouldn't break up that continuity of knowing but this dude don't look like Lamar or Patrick Mahomes, but it works for us.
But you're going to have to give up continuity
the minute you sign him
to a $50 million deal.
You're right.
Your continuity shot.
But what are your options then if I'm just saying life without Purdy, or if you decided, you know what,
I mean,
this ain't going to work, then you got to start over.
Which they've done 3 times in the Shanahan era with success every time. Listen, I'm not saying Purdy stinks. I'm not saying that at all.
I know you're not.
But what I'm saying is, if you look at the quarterback position under Kyle Shanahan, then there's no way you can say, well, Purdy's definitely going to get the bag. Like, well, you can't say that after we've watched how Kyle Shanahan coaches and values the quarterback position. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
What if the 49ers go 11-6? They have the exact, let's say they're kind of like last year, but they go 11-6, but they get nipped by Green Bay in the first
round.
Which
almost happened.
Right.
Well, I would say, how does it look? But
last year, but Green Bay got you.
Yeah. I'm already telling you.
I don't think they're paying him $50 million.
And I'm telling you, I would not. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I think they're in love. And this guy has already got you to the biggest stage
Jimmy Garoppolo.
And you're doing that on minimum wage. Well, you're right. But, you know, this, Donnie, I just, again, and you won't let me insert that. You won't let me. I want to just, you know, present this to the jury. The fact, and I know Kyle's not in these cities, that Daniel Jones is a $40 million quarterback, even Dak Prescott,
buddy,
and they haven't even sniffed what.
But that's it.
The NFC. You know what I mean?
Like, right, but
that's the layup for me if I were the Niners.
Okay, but what about my layup when I'm Purdy's agent saying Daniel Jones? Okay, tell me you're Purdy's agent.
We want Daniel, Dak. None of these guys have sniffed the Deshaun Watson in the championship game or a Super Bowl. We're starting there. And Kyler Murray's getting $46.1 million.
Right. Those are all mistakes that those teams made that has set them back years.
But York didn't sound like he can do it because it ain't time. But did that sound like an owner that was against? I write that checks. You know, like, Steiny, I'm just saying it's early, but he sounded like if they presented him to make $56 million a year, which would be than Burrow, I feel like
You ready for this? Let's see who they draft.
Huh?
Let's see what quarterback they draft.
All right. I think they do take a quarterback.
I mean, I guess the what I'm wondering is 49, forget Matt Steinmetz. I mean nothing. I'm just an observer. And all I'm saying is I've watched the Niners under Kyle Shanahan. I saw the quarterbacks they had under Shanahan. I saw Garoppolo under Shanahan. Then I saw Shanahan go try to get Trey Lance and then give up on Trey Lance a year and a half later.
What about the Brady?
Then he looked for Brady. Didn't want Brady. Why didn't he want Brady? Because he couldn't have coached Brady, quite frankly. Then he found. Then what happened? Well, we're not sold on Trey Lance, so let's go get Jimmy Garoppolo back. Jimmy Garoppolo. He's the backup. He went to Jimmy Garoppolo before Brock Purdy. Okay, now he goes to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has 2 good seasons. The 49ers go to the conference championship and a Super Bowl. All I'm saying is, I don't know how you can think paying Purdy's automatic. Like I just would never kind of say that about a Kyle Shanahan quarterback who's a year away from getting paid.
And you're using Brock Purdy's emergence as some of that fodder as to why you believe that. Like, they went to Brock Purdy by necessity because Jimmy got hurt. No doubt, but they drafted him.
Okay.
But
to me, like, I can look at the fact that they went to Brock Purdy out of necessity as kind of a reason that they won't pay him. Because, if you want to put the rat on the table, I'll put the rat on the table by Atco. Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan thinks that he can quarterback, he can coach quarterbacks at a level.
That's not crazy.
And develop an offense at a level beyond most other coaches. And you know what? By God, I would rather have a guy making $10 million rather than a guy who's making $50 million that I don't think's five times better than the guy making $10 million. You know, it's like, this is a extreme example, but it was like when the Warriors were playing the Jazz. And yeah, the Warriors were loaded. And they had JaVale McGee at starting center, or playing center. He's making $1 million. And the Jazz had Gobert, and he was making $25 million. Well, I get it. You can't do, but Gobert's not 25 times better than JaVale McGee. So all I'm saying is, if Kyle Shanahan doesn't think, I mean, is Brock Purdy worth as much as Justin Herbert?
No, I would say no. But
all right, what about Mahomes?
See, I'm going on physicality, DNA. No, hell no. But to this Niner offense, what is he worth? And I think he's shown us.
Am I the only
we can't hate?
Am I the only one that thinks of a $50 million cut? Am I the only one who thinks when we give Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million, our team is going to change?
There's no doubt.
Okay, I don't necessarily have confidence. All right. I don't necessarily.
Kansas City is the only example where,
and they have the greatest quarterback of the game,
and
maybe
won
of all time.
Two Super Bowls without a lot that they used to have.
I'm just saying, where I'm at right now, I am certainly not ready to pay Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million to quarterback a team that might not have Ayuk, it might not have Deebo Samuel, it might have a George Kittle who's, and of course you're going to replace these guys. But again,
but he may not ask. Again, I got to be careful. Guru, it's all about money, right? But are we so sure that his agent is going for the jugular?
Why wouldn't he?
Well,
like this is, I mean, I think it's a fair question.
Well, no,
what he's
you
worth.
Talk about where Brock came from, like would 40 suffice? Would 30, you know what I mean? Like we keep thinking this dude's coming in, I need to get past Burrow. Maybe not. Or maybe they go to the Super Bowl, win it. And they're like, dude, we got our next Joe Montana. What do you want? Here's 60.
Okay.
But that's why I think really the regular season is he's playing for his contract. There's two scoreboards this year. Nobody can tell me not to think that way.
That's why this.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27. And you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
Well, I mean, like, I guess what I'm saying, and I'm not saying I don't want to talk about it, because I do want to talk about it. It's fascinating. But everything he said there is kind of meaningless.
I would agree.
It's ridiculously premature.
But I think he's in love with Brock Purdy right now at $900K.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If the rules were different, do you think he'd pay Brock Purdy $45 million right now?
Steiny, and I love that, and I believe hell yes. Yeah. That sounded like a man. And then the fact that he said the pride factor of having your quarterback being one of the highest pay, like that, what do I tell you when these press releases come out and it's Russell Wilson's getting $49 million in his heyday or that? There's nothing as an organization more better than that, to know that we got our guy. We've identified our Steph Curry. And it sounds like right now it's easy for him to fake.
Steph Curry.
No, I don't.
Okay.
And that's,
well, that's
why this
all
year is big for Brock Purdy. Well, I can't hate on his accomplishments, and I do wonder why that offense was pedestrian in the playoffs and how they could have lost to Green Bay. And he was a part of that, throwing pick sixes, would have, could have, to Savage. Like, that stuff doesn't go away, but he got his team to the Super Bowl. And if Daniel Jones can get $40 million, so I'm throwing Dak in there.
If you're going to say that, then I get to say, and Jimmy Garoppolo got the Niners to the Super Bowl. Right.
That he did.
888-957-9570 is the number. You heard Jed York say, look, Brock's not going to ask for anything that any other quarterback didn't ask for. He mentioned the number. He mentioned $40 million or more than $40 million. I just think it's... I think it's just incredibly premature. And having watched Kyle Shanahan and the quarterback position, like, I'm not mad. I'm not convinced he's married to Brock Purdy. And I'm certainly not convinced that that they're married to Brock Purdy right now for a number that's north of $40 million. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. That segment was also presented by Xfinity, at home or on the go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
No. Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love it. Baby, don't hurt
me. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. Talking about 49ers. Jed York talked to the media yesterday. Talked about Brock Purdy. I'm going to play this one more time because I want to make a parallel between a couple of our Bay Area athletes, and you tell me if the parallel or the analogy works.
All right.
But Jed York's talking about Brock Purdy, who's probably due, although not necessarily, due a big payday at the end of this season. Is Jed York ready to pay him?
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
But kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27. And you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
All right, that's Jed York talking to the media yesterday about Brock Purdy and
whether I like it or not. I missed that.
Right. So that, you know what that tells me? Whether I like it or not, and this is good for Jed York, what I hear there is, it's going to be whatever Kyle wants. Mm. If Kyle wants to sign this guy for $50 million, I'll write the check. If Kyle doesn't want to sign this guy for whatever, then I won't have to write the check, and I'll figure out where we go from there. But I do,
because they're not pressed. Like with Ayuk, really, they're not. Ayuk has 1 year left, Stoney. They're trying to do something before they actually got to do it. The Bob Myers thing, but there's no doubt Ayuk is, with the social media from his family, you could tell he wants his chicken or more receptions. But
so here's
they need to be talking about the receiver. If I'm Ayuk hearing that, and somebody could have just asked him a question, and that's how he went there. But
so here, like, I think there's a lot of commonalities between Kuminga and Purdy. And here's what I mean. Jonathan Kuminga is due a contract extension in the offseason. So he's going to ask for the max.
I get that.
Okay. Do you give it to him?
After, just me, after I shop and see if I want, decide.
Let's say yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you got to start him at third. Okay. Now, all I want to point out is you've given the max to a guy like Kuminga. All right? So, in other words, it's like it would be the equivalent of you gave Purdy 45 at the end of this year.
But I saw more of Purdy than I did. I saw more of Kuminga than I did. Excuse me, more of Purdy in regard to having a good season than I did for Kuminga. But go ahead.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you're telling me Lamar Jackson makes $46 million, I have a big problem paying Brock Purdy $46 million. Like, Jonathan Kuminga, like, I just made a list of five players younger than 24 who are max players in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
Who either are going to get them, all right, Doncic, Edwards, Ja Morant, Holmgren, and Halliburton. Do you think Jonathan Kuminga is in that group of players?
No.
Okay, but you're going to have to pay him the max if he wants it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but the hope then is that he grows into that.
Okay.
On our dime.
Do you think Purdy can grow into a top five quarterback in the NFL? And he might.
Well, he's in the right situation with the right coach.
But he might not be in the right. Like, Jonathan Kuminga will be earning $40 million in about two or three years. Steph may not be there.
Right.
Okay, so now you're sitting with a $40 million player or a $40 million quarterback who needs players around him to be successful because Kuminga isn't Doncic,
right,
and because Purdy isn't Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes.
And that's, I love the way you're phrasing
it. I absolutely, positively believe that Kyle Shanahan has a part of him that looks at it like that.
Okay, and if you are right, and I believe there's some truth to that, that's why this season is everything, obviously for the team, but Brock Purdy too. What if I told you the verdict is still out, and it should be for Kyle? Because you told me you think, and I don't know if you still feel that way, you think he turned, or his thought, you feel like Kyle one day went to bed thinking maybe Jimmy was the guy, and then after a while it was like, this dude ain't it. I mean, who's to say that doesn't happen with Brock Purdy?
Well, Kyle would tell you that Garoppolo got hurt. That was half the reason.
I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
I didn't recognize the Niner offense outside of the first drive in the Super Bowl. I still don't. I didn't recognize the Niner offense in three playoff games. And, Stoney, I want to know why. And I'm not saying it's Brock, but we got – Bonte was saying it, and I was piggybacking on the 94 offense. This is the – and then when it was all – came to playoff time, we're one savage pick away in a rainy game at Levi's on a Saturday night to where they could have got beat. And it wouldn't have just been all Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy would have had a bad game. So, Stoney, the verdict is out, and I think that's fair.
I think when I look at certain quarterbacks in the NFL, I think there are quarterbacks that at least some franchises believe if you have a quarterback of a certain level,
now,
it should guarantee success to a certain level, assuming you're healthy and everybody, okay.
You're great.
Pat Mahomes.
That's only, I think that's the only one.
Okay, and I know he didn't make the playoffs, but clearly somebody thinks that way about Justin Herbert.
Oh, no doubt, but somebody hasn't done it.
Somebody, it doesn't matter. Somebody thinks that way about Lamar Jackson,
I get
right?
Where you're going. Yeah.
Somebody thinks that way about
Dak
Burrow.
Prescott.
Forget him for now. I'm just going with the most recently. Somebody thought that a year or two ago about Jalen Hurts. The question I have is Purdy in that group of quarterbacks where, and now you might, now listen, things can change. Somebody in Philly might be like, Steiny, Hurts doesn't guarantee 13 wins. Well, I guess no quarterback does. But I think it's very fair to say I don't view Brock Purdy in that group of quarterbacks.
And my next question to you is, and that's your prerogative, Steiny, this is where I'm at. I want to say I agree with you, but I don't think they're looking at it like that. Can this dude drive our Ferrari to the NFC Championship game? Can this dude drive our Ferrari to the Super Bowl? That's how you got to look. I don't think they're looking comparing.
What did that do for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy told on himself, though, Steiny. With the overthrow, you know what I'm saying?
415. I want you to answer this question. I'm going to even put Guru in front of it, even though it's the both of us. Hey, Guru, do you think Kyle Shanahan believes that Brock Purdy got his team to the Super Bowl or that his system got the 49ers to the Super Bowl?
Emphatically, it's his system.
Okay, well then.
And that's why you got my curiosity peaked to where I could see a scenario to where Kyle would say, I could get something cheaper and we still keep moving down the road. But moving down the road, Steiny, is right now on this day that we're having this conversation on Wednesday before Payday Friday, he's still ringless.
Who?
Kyle.
Right.
Now, is that how he coaches in the big games? Or we damn sure, I'm asking, why? Is it because of the quarterback?
Why would anybody make an assumption like this? So Kyle Shanahan came to the conclusion. Do you think it's possible Shanahan came to the conclusion that Jimmy ain't good enough?
There's no doubt.
So you don't think it's possible?
They're 50-50.
I think it's very possible. Okay. I think it's very possible that a year from now, Kyle could say, Brock's not good enough.
I believe that too.
So that's why, that's the only reason I'm saying this is so premature. Well, it didn't need to be done. And we don't need to talk about paying Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million right
fair,
now.
To be fair, Steiny, they were like birds, the press, asking him questions.
Right.
And he didn't call a presser to talk. Now, he might have said too much. I would have been cognizant of, you know what, Ayuk's out there mad about his money. If I'm going to talk about anything, I'm going to throw some sweet. That's just me. But the bottom line is they were poking at. They asked him a question. They double back.
I'm not saying Kyle. I'm not saying York did anything wrong. Yeah.
But you're right on the premature.
We are so premature.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I'm not convinced Purdy is the franchise quarterback yet.
All right. That's fair, and I'm gonna say, tell me if I'm wrong here. I believe after the Green Bay playoff game in the rain, you tell me we never know when it starts. What if I told you there's a possibility that Kyle's perception of Brock might have changed after that game? That they ended up winning. Then they got down 24-7. He doesn't play defense. So do you allow for that to have be a part of this? Not where he's at his, like, those are like not demerits, but like, oh boy.
It's not a matter of demerits or not. It's a matter of understanding that the 49ers, one of the keys to their success in the last 2 years has been they have a plethora of offensive weapons. To me, and I've said it before, they have one more offense because they don't have to pay Brock Purdy. They have one more offensive weapon that no other team has. They get to have a great tight end, a great wide receiver, a great running back, and a great all-purpose player in Debo Samuel. When you pay Brock Purdy $45 million, you are now going to ask him probably to be more like a Joe Burrow. A Justin Herbert.
Carry the load.
Okay. And I'm not convinced that
either
that
am I.
Kyle Shanahan thinks that Brock Purdy is that guy.
Either am I.
Okay, so we're on the same page. I think.
But the premature word is everything. That's why this season is so big for Brock Purdy.
Like, what if, like, it's all going to depend on this year. If the 49, like, let's say the 49ers just take a step back. What are they, 12-5 last year? They go 11-6, and they lose either in the first round or the second. They don't get to the NFC Championship game this upcoming year. Do you think it's just, but Purdy looks just like he's looked. And he's had Debo, and they re-signed IU. But they come up, they go 11-6, and then they get knocked out. I'm not convinced they'll just pay Brock Purdy $48 million a year. Now, the other thing we have to account for is, see, I think Kyle Shanahan will be monitoring the quarterback position. Like, it's not going to be like, well, we can't pay Brock Purdy $48 million a year. Now we're stuck at the quarterback position. No, you go draft a quarterback. You got Evan's guy, Joshua Dobbs, in the quarterback room now.
But, Stoney, they don't have to give the Bob Myers thing. He can play next year, and they still don't
think
have
they're
to
do that.
Well, they're kind of doing it with Ayuk right now, right?
No, they're not.
Well, they're not. It's a year before the year. They don't have to give him a new contract.
They don't have to, but do you think they're not gonna?
Well, now
of
we're
all
talking
the,
about the...
Of all the options, okay. Do you really think the Niners are going to tell IU to come back on this year without any guarantee?
I would
guarantee.
Hope not. I don't think that's how they get down, but it's just the Bob Myers thing. Goo, we don't have to do anything until you have to. And technically, they could, if they wanted to play hardball, we could see that with IUK this year, and they could...
Maybe they're playing hardball with IUK because they've already decided we've got to pay Brock Purdy. We have, like, that's to me within, like, I don't think Brock Purdy is the guaranteed franchise quarterback, but what I'm saying is, if they think in the building, or they know in the building right now, they believe in the building right now, that he is their franchise quarterback, even if he gets hurt, assuming it's not career A, you know, hey, Purdy's a guy. Stiney, Purdy's a guy. We're going to pay him. Justin, we're going to pay him. Okay.
No.
Well, now I know why they're playing hardball without you.
And it's not even hardball. It would be game over if he enters this season without a contract, because you're right. That could be why you didn't get yours.
And let me be clear, 408 on the Comcast Business Text Line. Stoney, what more do you need to see? It's not what I need to see. It's what I believe Kyle Shanahan needs to see. It's whatever Kyle Shanahan didn't see in Jimmy Garoppolo.
After availability, you asked me that.
Okay,
Jimmy's was performance / availability.
Okay, what made Kyle Shanahan mortgage the future for Trey Lance, and 2 years later, he kicked him to the curb? The only point I'm making is that Kyle Shanahan has a history with quarterbacks of not marrying them.
Well, he married Jimmy 5 years, and
Jimmy
got hurt like in three of them.
And that to me is a little like the Draymond Green contract. You got him under contract, but it didn't necessarily mean he was the free. Now, if you pay Brock Purdy 45 or 50, obviously he's the franchise quarterback. But the money to me with Kyle Shanahan means less. Like, was Jimmy Garoppolo ever the 49ers franchise quarterback, or was Kyle Shanahan constantly looking?
I'm going to say he was the 49ers franchise quarterback. And what if I told you I think it's unfair? That ain't unfair, but if you feel like he was always looking, I mean, maybe that's part of the job, but that dude had 5 seasons here, Jimmy Garoppolo, and he let the Niners down more than they let him down because of his availability. The COVID season, when he got the high ankle sprain, he got hurt and see. Like, I mean, man, I think that's what prompted Kyle of, like, I'm tired of living like this.
Right, and every argument
and then
like
the
this,
dude, he
I could say.
Drafts, he gets hurt. Now he's no longer here. I'm talking about Trey Lance, but, yeah, Stoney, 5 years is a long time. To me?
Right, but he didn't start all 5 of those years.
He was the culprit of that, I believe, getting hurt.
Okay. I'm just...
Only reason we saw Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, was Jimmy got hurt.
Like, I get you can look at Jimmy one way, and I'll look at him the other.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Shanahan looks at the mirror and says to John Lynch, MF, I got this team to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo.
There's no doubt about it.
You think I'm going to pay Brock Purdy $50 million a year?
Well, now that's different.
But
I think Brock is better. It looks like Brock is better than Jimmy.
Well,
right
he was
now.
So great. He was a seventh round pick. Yeah. Like, and that's another thing that I think we're missing. Brock Purdy may be the quarterback here for 10 years. Yeah. That's very possible. I'm just telling you that I think Kyle Shanahan is extremely fickle with quarterbacks. I think he changes his mind relatively quickly. And I'm just not convinced that Brock Purdy, that they're going to open up the checkbook for Brock Purdy right now. I think it has everything. It has 95% of that has to do with what's going to happen this year. Like, what happens this year?
I'm just telling you, if
he has the exact same kind of year and they lose in the NFC Championship.
I think that's enough.
Okay. Well, then you're going to have to come back the following year, go further with less talent on offense.
Right. And they should write that check.
That scares me.
And they got to write that check knowing that.
Right.
And if you think
that's why I don't think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think it's very possible Kyle Shanahan thinks he could get a quarterback for $10 million as long as he's got pieces around him and they can make a run.
And I just hate sounding like a broken record here, but I just can't get out of – I can't stop thinking about the three playoff games that we saw from the Niners offense.
You're making
offense.
My argument.
What happened? We don't know, and I'm not blaming
him. Why would you pay him?
It was a collective.
Would you pay him $45 million after that playoff run?
Because that the regular season, again, it's tougher opponents, but – you thought, and there was a juncture during the season, like this thing might be the best offense we've ever
seen. Why don't you tell 49er fans how many times you've gotten excited about the Cowboys during the regular season, but now the regular season doesn't matter. I'm just saying, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you could care less about Dak Prescott in the regular season.
I got to differentiate. Brock did okay in the Super Bowl. He did well for himself. Steiner, he didn't blow it. I've seen Dak fall in 8 years' worth on the biggest stage.
And that's where I'm coming from. And that's all I'm saying. So you're going to pay Brock Purdy $45 million for being able to not blow it with more weapons than any quarterback gets to have in the NFL. That's not the greatest way to put it, Steiner. Okay, fair. But that's why I just don't think it's an automatic that they're going to open up their checkbook for Brock Purdy.
It's interesting.
Like, I also think, I really do think that Kyle Shanahan may have, and the Niners may have, think they stumbled onto something with, you realize if we just get an okay quarterback, and I'm Purdy's great.
You're right. They're going to draft a quarterback this year. I'm with you.
They
would be fools if they didn't.
For all we know, Kyle Shanahan's MO may be to start drafting quarterbacks in later rounds so as to have them, which gives them flexibility at every other position.
But I would say to Kyle, you better be careful thinking you can just turn anybody into, you know, Michael Jackson. How about that?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Why do you keep throwing that number out there? Brock Purdy will not get that type of money. He's a $25 to $30 million. Uh-huh.
And what if Brock thinks that? Or you got dumb representation to sell yourself short? But I'm just saying, Stoney, Brock might know what time it is. I don't need 56. You know, I ain't gonna try to bring that. I know you're laughing,
I'm just, if the 49ers win the Super Bowl.
Well, now we're talking.
This is the reason why I think it's a fair conversation. You can envision Brock Purdy having this like last year. He had the year he had. He had the postseason he had. They could have won it. They were there. They could have won it. So if he thinks that, and you come back with Purdy, and maybe what if this year, this upcoming season, resembles last year, 12-5, but they win it.
Then now
you ain't getting 25.
Well, yeah. Well, okay.
Like I'll acknowledge that. At that point, you ain't getting him for 25.
Yeah, all right. Oh my gosh, he might get more.
Well, the dude
that's leading has not. He's been to a Super Bowl. I love him. And he's coming off injury, another one.
And then we get back to a hypothetical we had in the past, and I believe it to this day. that if Jimmy Garoppolo had won a Super Bowl with the Niners, he still would not be here. He would not be here. I truly believe that. And so that's why bets are off with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. It's interesting, man. I expected and the quarterback they're going position. To draft a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because they're not sold on Purdy.
No, this is what
they're not
do,
convinced
though.
They want to pay Purdy. They're worried about if they want to pay him $45 million. And that's the scary part of Evan's boy, Joshua Dobbs, in the quarterback room.
Dobbs?
I don't think Purdy knows what just walked into the room.
He's already saved two franchises.
Dude, man.
Thank you.
Third time's the charm.
888-957-9570 is the number. Forget me. I want to know from 49er fans who have watched Kyle Shanahan coach this team for 7 years, what do you think he thinks of the quarterback position? And do you think it's a no-brainer that he probably already wants to pay Brock Purdy if it meant stability at the quarterback position? All I'm saying is, I'm not so sure. 888-957-9570. That segment was sponsored by Lucky California.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.